Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Tim Harrison, who's head of wealth management at Linear Investments. Unforgettable. Linear Investments, that is. How's everything
going? Good morning to you too.
How's everything going?
Well, it's a cold and blustery morning. I see the news out of Paris overnight. It was what pretty much everyone expected. The markets are pretty stable, rather than, I think this is the first one that's actually gone to form. Obviously, Trump, Brexit, the last two major votes have gone against the head, so to speak, and this is the first one that's actually the tipsters have got right. So now we wait until September for Angela Merkel and see if she can win the race.
Well, there's always the election here. I mean, who knows what could happen? Nicola Sturgeon become Prime Minister. I mean, anything is possible.
Okay, you've had your Weetabix this morning. Okay. No, I mean, to be frank, obviously June the 8th, it looks as though from the council elections last week that the Conservatives have gained further seats, further momentum. I would suggest that's also having a read across into the currency markets, where you're seeing sterling back towards the 130 level. So it's a case of, you know, optimism that we're not going to be punished as hard. You know, we'll see what Macron says in his first few days as to whether or not he wants to get aggressive with the Brits or try and settle his own ship.
Right, and as far as the stock market, we've got the FTSE around, what, 7,300, so sort of the middle of the recent range, maybe slightly towards the top. Mm. Any areas that you think we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, at the moment, we've seen obviously earnings from the US have been quite strong, and so there seems to be quite an element of optimism over here as well. And again, you know, we are between the sort of 71.50, 74.50, that we are mid-range at the moment. Obviously, later on in the week, we have got the Bank of England and their rate decision. One would suggest, again, a hold fire for now. Jobs numbers in the US last week were reasonably strong. However, there was an element of caution from Yellen once again. So it's a case of just wait and see at the moment. In terms of companies reporting, there's nothing really to get too excited on, one would suggest. It's just a case of see whether or not there will be any fallout from Paris and whether there is any contagion from that.
Right, one statistic I saw, or I think I saw this morning at the crack of dawn, was online retail sales have dropped for the first time in 3 years, 4 years, something like that. And that coincided with the rumour of Marks and Spencer's going onto the online supermarket route with Ocado, and also at Marks and Spencer's, Archie Norman, he's like a turnaround company, turnaround legend. It was at Asda before him becoming chairman of M&S. Do you think that could be an opportunity as far as that company is concerned?
Well, I think, to be quite frank, Steve Rowe has really steadied the ship. And as I was explaining to one of my investors last week, you've got a guy there who is a lifer. He's worked there, you know, from his Saturday job all the way up. And he really does know the company inside out, back to front. And more importantly, he probably knows the right people to have in the right areas. So we have obviously had the new appointment last week from you know, McDonald's, Halford, and now going up the chain to M&S. Archie Norman, I think, is a great guy to have at the helm of a blue chip company such as Marks and Spencer's, and I think the future for them does look quite bright. Obviously, in terms of online, you've had the likes of the Boohoo's and the Asos's have done very well. Next, I think their numbers last week were decidedly soft. But again, I think if M&S can hit the sweet spot with their food and their clothing offering, then I think, you know, the future could be reasonably strong for them.
Maybe ironically, they could turn the screw on Next, because Next really was the company that hurt them.
Next has stolen the march over the last couple of years, and Lord Wolfson's done a fantastic job in getting the company to where they are. The last couple of quarters have been particularly weak. A lot of inventory, the wrong sort of clothing in the warehouses, etc. But again, I think the retail space has made and is continuing to make a fundamental shift to online, hence the likes of the Amazons, the Ocados that have done very well in building an online space. So we wait and see with M&S, but I really do believe it could be one to watch.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Tim Harrison, Head of Wealth Management at Linear Investments, thanks for coming in today.